Joining us on the KRDO Newsline, Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Mayor, thank you so much for joining us this morning on KRDO's Morning News.
Shannon and Andrew, glad to be with you.
You know, it was just a few days ago that the state handed over the reins of control over the pandemic from state health leaders to local officials. And as the leader in Colorado Springs, what does the next step look like in that fight for control over the pandemic when it comes to more local control?
Well, at this point in time, both the county and the city are not imposing any restrictions over and above the remaining restrictions that the state is imposing. They've eliminated most of the capacity limits until you get to large crowds, 500 and more. And we are not imposing any restrictions over and above that. However, we are very carefully monitoring two important factors, and that is hospitalizations and deaths. As I think you just reported on the news, we are not out of this. We have a lot of 30 to 50 year olds contracting the disease, some of them getting sick enough to go to the hospital. The good thing is that those folks tend to recover more quickly and do not have as high a mortality rate as more elderly and folks with complications. But the fact of the matter is we still have some deaths, and we have to make sure we don't overburden our healthcare system. So we're going to monitor hospitalizations in particular to make sure that the hospitals are telling us they can still deal with folks that are coming to them, and we're not impairing care to other folks like heart attack victims and cancer patients and things like that. Hopefully, people will continue at the pace we're at, continue to get vaccinated, and we will be, close to herd immunity by the beginning of the summer, and we'll see cases and hospitalizations go back down.
And we in the Pikes Peak region, especially in Colorado Springs, it seems like we averted what could have been an economic disaster with revenues down, but not down by as much as had been feared. Are we still seeing that recovery trend continue?
Absolutely. As you know, and I was on your show several times last year, we had severe revenue dips in March and April. But amazingly enough, by the summertime, we were kind of back to the same level as 2019, and by the fall, we were above. And for the first couple of months of 2021, we were considerably above 2020, even for January and February, which were before COVID. So, Shannon, I have every reason to believe that our economy. There's only one major sector of our economy that's not firing on all cylinders right now, and that's tourism. We were down 40% in 2020, and so far in 2021, we're down 20%. But if everybody will do their part, we could have a heck of a tourism summer. There's a lot of pent-up demand, and this could be a banner economic year for Colorado Springs.
And speaking of things that at least went our way, at least from your point of view, you wanted to see this recent ballot measure one that was put to Colorado Springs voters pass. That was something that was promoted very heavily by yourself and other city leaders. Now that it's passed, what do you think, what kind of difference is that going to make?
Well, I think you'll probably see over the next couple of years a couple of ballot issues with who I think are more apt to be successful because of that. I think you may see a trails and open space ballot issue, and they will be able to explain in a lot more detail than they could in 30 words what they want to use the money for, and the public's going to have to decide if that's something they want to do. The other thing, which we have the lowest if not the lowest, one of the lowest lodging and rental taxes in the country at 2%, and most cities that are as tourism-oriented as we are much higher. I think Denver's 10%. That's used to pay for the burdens that are caused by tourism on our parks and things like that, and to attract them with events. And I think the chances of a LART increase passing, and this is a tax paid by the folks who stay in our hotels and rent cars, you know, 96% of it's paid by out-of-city residents because they're the ones that stay in the hotels and rent the cars. I have a feeling that that has a better chance of passing in the future if they're able to explain who pays the tax and what the money goes for.
You know, that is a good point. I believe it was on the X-ray yesterday with the chamber where it kind of likened it to having, you know, more explanation in a tweet than on ballot measure titles here in Colorado Springs. So it does just make sense. Another kind of election follow-up, we know the swearing-in took place yesterday. We have six new city council members and Mayor Sellers. This has been a key part, and you know, very early on in your tenure as mayor, is improving that relationship between the strong mayor role and the council. And talk a little bit about some of the new faces and that fresh blood on the council.
Well, I have every reason to believe that we'll continue with good corroboration and collaboration that we've had over the last 6 years. I think you know, it's always hard to tell, but I think probably the council moved a tad bit to the right. In the sense that Randy Helms, that got elected in David Geislinger's seat, beat the incumbent. David Geislinger is probably more conservative than he was. In the case of Don Knight, his seat, Dave Donaldson, I think he's a similar sort of conservative. I think Nancy Hingem is a very well-spoken, I think very thoughtful lady. I think she philosophically, she's pretty close to where Jill Gabler was. Obviously, Yolanda Avila got reelected. Mike O'Malley, who got appointed when Andy Pico went to the Senate, got elected. And I'm trying to think who else I'm missing here.
Richard Scorman won
reelected. Richard Scorman, obviously, got reelected. And so, yeah, I have every reason to believe that a very collaborative relationship will continue. People will have differences of opinion, but what's been important to me on the major issues facing us, including infrastructure and economic development, we've been able to get, you know, oftentimes, sometimes nine, but typically eight or seven or six votes and on all the major issues. And I have every reason to believe that that will continue.
You know, and there is so much more to get into with you. And again, you know, we just scratched the surface. Luckily, we've got you on the extra this coming Monday at 9, where we'll have that whole hour to take that deeper dive with Colorado Springs Mayor John Sellers. John, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk to you Monday.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.